This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechitatu, Nyamavhuvhu 24, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvine zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Zimbabwe Republic Police is there to protect the citizens. Kwete kuti vauye vachabvunza ma citizens.
Poita kurwisana muHarare pakati pemapurisa nevechidiki vebato reMDCT.
Awa mapurisa aita basa ravo. Rekuchengetedza mutemo nekuona kuti vari kuratidzira zviri pamutemo vachengetedzwa.
Gurukota rinoona nezvemukati menyika vaIgnatius Chombo vanoramba kuti mapurisa ari kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe choita mbiri yekurima muAmerica. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Paita bongozozo muHarare nhasi apo nengo dzeMDCT dzarwisana nemapurisa padzanga dzichiratidzira. Vanhu makumi matanhatu vanonzi vasungwa nemapurisa muchiitiko ichi. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Nengo dzeboka revechidiki veMDCT dzaungana pamuzenda webato radzo paHarvest House mangwanani ndokutanga kuratidzira dzakananga kumahofisi egurukota rinoona nezvemukati menyika vaIgnatius Chombo. Vechidiki ava vange vachida kunosiya tsamba yenyunyuto vachipomera mapurisa mhosva yekutyora kodzero dzevanhu vanenge vachiratidzira. Asi mapurisa arambidza nengo idzi kufora zvabva zvaita kuti paite kurwisana. Varatidziri vange vachikanda matombo neko mapurisa achikanda hutsi hunokachidza pamwe nekuridzira pfuti mudenga kakawanda sezvo kumhanyisana uku kwanga kwapararira nedhorobha rose. Mutungamiri weboka revechidiki muMDCT vaHappy Mochidziva vati kuratidzira kwavo kwanga kuri kwekuratidza kusafara kwavo nechisimba chiri kushandiswa nemapurisa pavaratidziri vari kugaro ratidzira vachiti havazi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Zimbabwe Republic Police is there to protect the citizens. Kwete kuti vauye vachabvunza ma citizens. Saka munhu wese mbosimudza ruoko mudenga uri pauri turn. Wese akasimudza ruoko. Ini ndichange ndakatungamira ndiri pamberi. Iwo uchitora masuro. Tichitaura pamusoro pekushungurudzwa nemapurisa. Haigona kutya, hatichatya, hatichada. Thank you.
Munyori mboka revechidiki reMDCT vaLove Mochi noputsa vatiwo havazi kufara nekushayikwa kwemabasa. Nokudaro mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanofanira kusiya basa.
We are going to march until Mugabe aenda.
Vachidziva vatiwo vachaita hwakiti negonzo nemapurisa munzvimbo dzinogara veruzhinji kana mapurisa akaramba achishungurudza varatidziri.
I as leader, comrade Bono, the commander of the MDCT Youth Assembly, denounce it as true or lie. That means mapurisa, maguno gara kwenyu, isu wana wa Zimbabwe, to gara kwedu.
Yes, 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 yes.
zvichakadai zvitoro zvizhinji zvaswera zvakavharwa sezvo mapurisa anga achimhanyisana nenhengo dzeMDCT idzi. Mutori wenhau anoshanda akazvimirira Lucy Yasin arohwawo paanga achiita basa rake. Zvichakadaro vamwe varatidziri ava vatora zvinhu nechisimba muchitoro chemutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika vapelekezela mupoko cheChoppies Supermarket. Motokari yeZBC imwe chete pamwe neimwe yemapurisa dzapiswawo mukuratidzira uku uye pane vamwe vasungwa. Mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherry Charamba vaudza Studio 7 parunhare kuti pane vanhu vanodarika 60 vasungwa maererano nemvonga mupopoto yaitika iyi asi vanga vasati vapomerwa mhosva zviri pamutemo. Pataita pamhepo, mapurisa anga achimhanyisana nevanhu mudhorobha uye pane chikopokopo change chichitenderera nedhorobha rose. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Zvichakadaro, gurukota rinoona nezvemukati menyika vaIgnatius Chombo varamba mashoko ekuti mapurisa ari kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Vachombo vati vachiri kuongorora kuti chii chatora nzvimbo nhasi. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 avabata kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika apo vanga vari murwendo rwokuenda kuHarare.
Handisati ndanzwa ndichanozorana ndasvika.
Ko muri kutiwo kuti Honorable Chombo nevari kuti mapurisa ari kutyora kodzero dzevanhu nekurova vanenge vachiratidzira?
Awa, mapurisa aviita basa ravo rekuchengetedza mutemo nekuona kuti vari kuratidzira zviri pamutemo vachengetedzwa. Vari kufambawo mustriti vachiita basa ravo vachengetedzwa. Ndo basa remapurisa. Kana paine uyo akutorawo mutemo ouisa wake ofamba achiratidzira achipa masoro evanhu, aiwa, mapurisa ava vanoziva zvokuita. Ndo vavanosunga ivavo. Asi vanoratidzira zvavo vaine matsamba ave kuratidzira pamugwagwa yavati vari kuratidzira vari nenguva dzavati vari kuratidza, aiwa, vanotochengetedzwa nemapurisa. Pamusoro pekuti kuratidzira ikodzero yemunhu.
Pane vamwe vari kugunun'unawo kuti dzimwe nguva vanenge vapuwa mvumo nematare ekuti varatidzire vozoguma varohwa. Pane ongororo dzamuri kumboitawo here imi sebazi rinoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwemukati menyika?
Tiri kutonetseka nevanhu anonotora mvumo yekuratidza kukoti. Makota haagone kuno kuvhurira nzira. Mapurisa kana ati nhasi nguva dzakati hatigone tine gurupu rakati inini huyaine nguva dzakati, ndoo mapurisa anenge aripo padziti dziiwoyo. Mugwagwa iwoyo unenge wabhukwa nevamwe. Saka iwe wobhuka mugwagwa wabhukwa nevakungwadza wabhukwa nevamwe. Saka mapurisa anoti aiwa ini gurupu A ichimboberai tigopedza negurupu B. Kuti ukanopuwa mvumo waawedza zvazvazvo.
Gurukota rinoona nezvemukati menyika vaIgnatius Chombo vari parunhare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Tine chiziviso chakakosha pamusoro pekushanduka kwechirongwa chedu. Kubva nemusi wemuvhuro, Nyamavhuvhu 29, Studio 7 inenge isatefenyura mururimi rwechirungu. Asi zvakadaro, nhau dzechirungu dzichange dzotefenyurwa pazvirongwa zveVOA English to Africa, Africa News Tonight, kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu, kwotiwe mugovera nesvondo pachirongwa cheNightline Africa. Studio 7 icharamba ichitefenyura nechirungu chirongwa cheLive Talk, icho chawedzerwa nguva yekutefenyura kuenda paawa imwe chete. Munokwanisawo kuramba muchiwana nhau dzezviri kuitika muZimbabwe pawebhusaiti yedu. Ticharamba tichitefenyura nechishona nendevele kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu, pamwe nemugovera nesvondo apo tawedzerawo nguva yechirongwa kuenda pamaminitsi 30. Kuti munzwe nguva dzatinotefenyura pamwe nemasaisai amunotibata, endai pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Vagari vemumasvingo vanoti vapindwa nekutya kwakanyanya zvikuru mazuva maviri apfuura zvichitevera kumbeya-mbeya kuri kuita mapurisa akapakatira zvombo mudhorobha iri. Mutoro wedu wenhau Gandri Maramba anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vakuru vehurumende vanonzi vari kutyira kuti kuratidzira kuri kuitwa muHarare kunogona kupararira kuchienda kune mamwe maguta akaita seMasvingo zvapa kuti vaendese mapurisa akawanda mumigwagwa. Nemusi wechishanu mapato anopikisa akazivisa kuti achange achiratidzira kunyunyuta nenyaya yekusamira zvakanaka kwezvinhu munyika uye kusavandudzwa kwemitemo yesarudzo. Izvi zviri kuitwa pasi pemubatanidzo wemapato anopikisa rinonzi National Electoral Reform Agenda kana kuti NERA. Mapato aya anosanganisira MDC inotungamirwa naVamogen Tsvangirai, Zimbabwe People First inotungamirwa naMajoyce Mujuru, PDP yavatendai Biti neMDC yavanoshume nimwe pamwe chete nemamwe akasiyana-siyana. Vamwe vagari vari kushora zviri kuitwa nemapurisa vachiti Zimbabwe haina hondo nekudaro vanofanira kufamba vakasungunuka. Mumwe mugari ati iye ari kugara akabatira hana mumaoko ndivapori mai vemumusha wekwamucheke.
Isu zvokuitika kumasvingo hatinaona zosununguka nekuti tiri kuona polisi iri heavily armed ichitenderera mudhorobha. Saka isu sevagari vemasvingo hatina kusununguka nazvo uye hatina mufaro nekuda kwezviri kuitika izvi. Isi tiri kufunga kuti democratic state hatifaniri kugara tichiona vanhu vanenge vakamirira kuda kurwisana nevanhu vari innocent.
Vamwe vagari vati zvinovashamisa kuti motokari dzinodira mvura vanhu vanenge vachiratidzira dzave kutotenderera mudhorobha kunyange pasina mhirizhonga iri kuitika. VaSamson Gumbo varinoti vatoodzwa mwoyo nezviri kuitika izvi.
Isu hatichatohwisisizvo. Vatova dhorobha remapurisa kuti pese patafamba mapurisa, pese patimavafamba mapurisa, tinoshaya kuti mbavha dzacho dzichabatwa nani vachingoswerera mutaundi vachisiya kutsvaga mbavha.
Sazvigaro vanomirira kodzero dzevanhu mumasvingo emasvingo Human Rights Trust vamasimbagonese vanoti kuendesa mapurisa akawanda mumugwagwa kuda kuvhundutsira vanhu.
Ya, isu tinoona kuti kudirwa kwemapurisa mudhorobha kunoratidza kutya kana kuvhunduka kwehurumende iri kutonga. Vakatarisa kuti chirongwa chekuratidzira chakarongwa nemapato anopikisa chimusi wa26 chishanu mwedzi uno vanofunga kuti kuda chingangosvikawo futi nekumadhorobha madoko. Asi sekuziva kwedu tamboitawo ongoro yataita tikaona kuti muno mudhorobha remasvingo hapana vemapato vanopikisa kana kuti vanga vapi zvavo vakaronga kuti vange vachiita kuratidzira ikoko.
Mutauro wemapurisa masvingo Inspector Chant Mazula varamba kutaura neStudio 7 nezvenyaya iyi. Ndakamirira Studio 7 umasvingo, ndini Gantri Maramba.
Mamwe masangano edzisvondo achitungamirwa neZimbabwe Defined Destiny ari kuronga kuratidzira mangwana muHarare achinyunyuta nekwaanoti kuondomoka kwaita upfumi hwenyika. Mukuru weZimbabwe Defined Destiny Bishop Anselmo Magaya vanoti vane urongwa hwekunosiya gwaro kudare reparamende rinokurudzira kuti nhengo dzeparamende dzitore matanho ekumisa mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe basa nekuti vakundikana kutungamira nyika uye vakwegura. Bishop Magaya vanotiwo vedzisvondo ava vari kukurudzirawo kuti munyika muitwe nhaurirano dzakanangana nekununura nyika kubva matope mairi. Mamwe masangano ari kutariswa kupindawo mukuratidzira uku anotere Prayer Network of Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe Pastors Fellowship, Christian Voice of Zimbabwe neChristian Alliance. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita naBishop Magaya pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Kereke ine kodzero kubva mushoko raMwari rekumeka shuwa kuti upenyu hwavanhu hwachengetedzwa, kutaura shoko raMwari, kutsiura vatongi vanenge vachirarama upenyu hweudzvanyiriri. Saka nokuda kwechikonzero ichocho, isusu seZimbabwe Divine Destiny takabatana nemamwe masangano kana kuti mamapoka nevechikristu, tiri kupinda mumugwagwa tichiedzera izwi redu, kuwedzera izwi redu kune zviri kuitika kuti vamugabe nehurumende yavo vakundikana munyika yeZimbabwe, tichivakurudzira kuti vapfume kukundikana ikoko uye kuti pamwe chete titarise ramangwana kuti Zimbabwe ingagadziriswa sei.
Mati maedza here kunge muchitaurawo nehurumende musati matora matanho amakutora?
Hongo, takanyora magwaro kana muchiri kurangarira magwaro atakanyorera kuna Vice President wenyika vaMnangagwa, tikavapira zvichemo zvakati nazvo, tikavakumbira kuti vatipe mukana wokuti tisangane navo asi havana kukwanisa kuti pamukana wakata saivoyo. Saka takazvizama izvozvo. Asi zvekare pane zvimwe zviri kuzanwa nezvimwe chikwata chemakereke vema umbrella mother bodies vanowanza kunge vachi focusa zvikuru sei munyaya dzediplomacy muapproach yavanoshandisa kutaura nehurumende. Saka izvozvo zvichiitika isu tinenge tichitoo zvatinenge tichiita ndava situation yeZimbabwe inotoda kuti vanhu vabatane pamwe chete, vanobatane koko vachibatane koko.
Tinoona vamwe vari kuratidzira vari kuita dambudziko nemapurisa. Makapiwa here clearance nemapurisa?
Ukaverenga section 59 yebumbiro remutemo inotsanangura pachena kuti makereke vari exempted kubva munyaya dzeposa restriction. Saka hatinidzi mvumo yemapurisa, asi vazhinji vangangoda kunzwa kuti mapurisa vari kuzviziva uye magweta edu ari kuzviziva.
Vanga vari mukuru weZimbabwe Divine Destiny Bishop Anselmo Magaya vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Gurukota runana nezvevashandi, amai Priska Mfumira, vanoti vari kuedza nepose pavanogona napo kuti vashandi vehurumende vava nemari yavo yemihoro nenguva. Mashoko aya anotevera kugunun'una kuri kuitwa nemasangano evarayiridzi nekunonoka kutambiriswa mari dzavo. Mukuru wePTUZ Vatakwafira Joe navaSifiso Ndlovu veZimta vanoti havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa nehurumende. Amai Cecilia Alexander vanovesa chigaro weApex Council vakazivisawo kuti vanoda kusangana naamai Mfumira kuti vazeye nyaya dzemihoro. Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata amai Mfumira akatanga nekuvabvunza nezvemusangano uyu.
Hatandi comment, handichanda taura nawo.
Ko nyaya iri kunzoona ivo varayiridzi vacho hurumende inenge iri kuvatarisira pasi kuti vamwe mazuvawo ekutambira mihoro akadzorwa kumashure, asi varayiridzi vachiri kutambira mwedzi unoteera. Mungati kudini zvavari kutaura izvi?
We have said again and again, tine malimitations. As government, we are trying our best to improve on the date. We improved on all the dates than the previous month. And remember, with my teachers, they have the biggest composition yet to receive it. Maybe over 70% my teachers. And as such, they travel. Last month, I got to Amtua 2. This month, I got to Amtua 2. So I don't know what part of the grammar in the party. And we talked to an April city. We are trying to improve. Coming up by Spone, remember, we have improved on everyone. But my teacher, because it's our biggest constitution, we are maintaining the level for this month.
Gurugota runwana nezvevashandi, amai Priska Mfumira, vari parunare muHarare na Blessing Zulu Studio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaJoe Biden vanoti nyika yavo inotsigira zvakasimba hurumende yeTurkey. Izvi zvinotevera kumboda kupidigurwa kwehurumende yenyika iyi nemauto zvakapa kuti pamboita sepave kuita ropa rakaipa pakati peAmerica neTurkey, sezvo vamwe munyika iyi vaita Amerika yaive nechekuita nekuda kupidigurwa kwehurumende. Asi Amerika inoti aya manyepo. VaBiden vari muTurkey kumusangano nemutungamiri wenyika iyi vaRecep Tayyip Erdogan nemutungamiri wehurumende vaBinali Yildirim. Vanhu vanodarika chiuru zana muMozambique vanonzi vatarisana nematambudziko makukutu nenyaya yekusagadzikana zvakanaka kwaita zvinhu munyika iyi. Sangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu reHuman Rights Watch rinoti bato rakapandukira hurumende reRenamo rakatora nechisimba mishonga muchipatara chiri muMoramabula mudunhu reMopei zvasiya vanhu vasina mushonga. Nhaurirano dzinonzi dziri kuenderera mberi pakati peFrelimo neRenamo, asi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zviri kukona n'anga murapwa achida. Munyaya dzatinotaura nezvaro zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika, nhasi tine hurukuro naamai Tanya Spandler vari muno muAmerica. Amai Spandler vanogara muMaryland, umo vanoti vakawana nzvimbo yekurima uye vari kuwana rutsigiro kubva kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica zvinofarira mirivo nezvimwe zvavari kurima. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yaitwa naMavilas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7 naamai Spandler.
Ndiri kuita gardening, yandiri kurima murivo, and ndiri kurima murivo mainly murivo inonge ichifarirwa nevanhu vere, mainly from Zimbabwe, that's my focus, nemamwe marudzi from Africa. Saka ndiri kurima nyeve, ndiri kurima murivo wemhodzi mubora nemowa zvakare. Ndo zvandiri kutarisira kuti ndikwanise kusupplya vanhu vari muno mudiaspora vemarudzi akasiyana-siyana, mavegetables avasingawane mumashopu.
Chii chakaita kuti mufunge kuita izvozvi zvekurima? Maimbozviita muri kumusha here kuZimbabwe?
Ehe, ndakakura nevabereki vairima, saka pese pataida kuwana mavegetables, matomatoes, maonions, baba namai vangu vairima. Mai vangu vachiri kurima nanhasi, saka taingowana zvinhu zvere mugadheni tatisinganotenga mavegetables kumashop. Saka chinhu chandakakura nacho ndikazokwanisawo nekukura kuva neinterest mune zvekurima izvozvi. Saka ndinopa credit kuna mai nababa vangu.
Munoona zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kufarira mirivo ipi pane iyo yamuri kurima?
Ndinoona vari kunyanya kufarira murivo wemhodzi, naiyo nyeve ifavorite yevakawanda chaizvo.
Zvii zvamungakurudzirawo vamwe vangange vakateerera pari zvino vari kufungawo kuita izvozvi zvekurima? Zvinhu zvinogonekwa here uri kunze kwenyika, kungave kuri kuBritain, kuAustralia kana kumoo?
Ndofunga zvinhu zvinokwanisika kuita wanzi wakwanisa kubatana nethe right people vanogona kukutarisa kuti zvinofambiswa sei, nekuti zvinoziva kuti kune vakawanda maZimbabweans ari all over the world. VekuSouth Africa 5 men vakawana munda fama vacho asiya munda achiti hausiri fertile, asi nekuda kweshungu dzavo nekuziva kuti ivhu rinogona kuiswa manyowa ukatanga futi kurima panyowa, vari kubudirira mukurima imomo, as well as kuUK ndinonzwa kuti kuno vamwe vari kurima ikoko. Saka I think zvinhu zvinokwanisika kuita anyway, as long as uine passion yacho. Kwandiri I'm very passionate about it. Chinhu zvinondinakidza ndichiita, saka handinzwe kunge ndiri kuseenza pandinenge ndichizviita. It's actually an enjoyment kwandiri, so it makes it much easier for me to be doing what I'm doing. Zvinhu zvekungoti if you set your mind on it and look for the right contact, zvinhu zvinoitika. I think muno muAmerica there's a lot of land, especially muno muMaryland matinogara mune agricultural reserve yavanopreserva just mainly for agricultural purposes, so there's that opportunity wokwanisa kuita zvekurima izvozvi.
Pane zvimwe zvamunoita here pamusoro pekurima kana kuti ndo basa ramakutoita zuva nezuva?
Ndine full-time job yangu yandinoita, saka this is just part of an activity yandinoita in my spare time, but ndine basa rangu randinoita.
Vanga vari amai Tanya Spandler vanove chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muMaryland muno muAmerica, vachitaura naMavilas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Munhau dzemitambo, chikwata chenhabvu chemaWarriors chiri kutarisirwa kutanga gadziriro yacho nemusi wesvondo yemutambo wekupedzisira weAfrica Cup of Nations. MaWarriors ari kuenda kunotamba neGuinea. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yaitwa naMavilas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7 navaxolani Gwesela vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reZifa.
Sezvo muchiziva kuti maWarriors akatokwalifaya kuenda kunotamba kumutambo weGabon Total Africa Cup of Nations uchatambirwa kuGabon gore rinouya iri. Musi wa4 September gore rino, mwedzi uri kuuya uyo, maWarriors ari kuenda kuGuinea apa paanotamba mutambo wavo wokugumisira watinoti final AFCON qualifier. Achatambira kuConakry kuGuinea. Coach Pasua vadana timu yemaplayers yavachataura emaplayers awa kuti ndivanani vari kuuya vachipata mizvara nawo ari kutambira kuzvo kwenyika hatoti maforeign best players. Toti kutarisa kuti pasuwa atiudze mazvita emaplayers aya asati anotamba kuzvino.
Saka maplayers aya vachange vari mukempu kubvira rini?
Maplayers achapinda mukempu musi wa28 kusvika pavachatamba neGini musi wa4 September kuConakry kuGini.
Tombotarisawo kuti pakange pane nyaya dzekushayikwa kwemari imomo usangano renyu reZifa dzekuti vakomana ava veMaorias vawanikwe vachipiwa rutsigiro rwakakwana. Zvakamira sei pari zvino?
Iro ibasa reZifa rekuona kuti maplayers aya achengetedzwa zvakanaka, uye ZIFA iri kuita basa rakanaka rekuona kuti maplayers achengetedzwa zvakanaka. Asi tinoramba tichikumbira rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende, kubva kune munhu wese kudhiaspora, even iwee unogona kutipa rubatsiro kubva kumakambani kuti tibatane maorias aramba achibudisa. Nokuti kana maorias ahwina hazvizonzi ZIFA yahwina, kunonzi nyika yeZimbabwe yahwina. Nyika yeZimbabwe inobatanidza vanhu vese, makambani, inyini newe. Zvino uyai tibatane tibatsire maorias. Matambudziko anotosangana nawo sezvo muchizivawo kuti nyika yedu yakamira sei. Asi hatinoziva kuti vanhu vasatitsigira, tinoramba tichikumbira rutsigiro urwu kubva kune vanhu.
Vahlolani Gwesela vachitaura naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Tichiri panyaya dzemitambo, timu Zimbabwe iri kudzoka kumusha isina chayakabata kubva kumaolympics e2016 kuBrazil ayo akapera nesvondo. Mutori wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa zvizere.
Vamhanyi vatatu vanga vasara vakaremerwa nerwendo mushure mekutadza kupinda kana pavamhanyi gumi vekutanga, mumwe wavo akatadza kupedza nzendo yemarathon. Patson Lovu ndiye akapedza ari pachinhano chemakumi mana nemumwe, achiteverwa naCuthbert Nyasango uyo aive pachinzvimbo chemakumi mashanu nemasere. Urimai Juwawo akatadza kupedza mujawo uyu. Apo Ndlovu ari kudzokera kuAmerica uko anogara. Nyasango naJuwawo vakananga kumba kuzosangana nevamwe vatambi gumi vaive kumaOlympic Games pamwe nemaMighty Warriors avo vakakundikana kuwana menduru pamwedzi uyo kwaive nemakundano aya. Kunyange hazvo Kirsty Coventry akasvika mufainari yemakwikwi ake, vamwe vese vakarohwa munharaunda yekutanga, zvinoratidza kuti ramangwana remitambo muZimbabwe rine rima. Zvakamira zvakadai, shasha yakabuda zvine mutsindo pamaOlympic Games ndeUsain Bolt wekuJamaica uyo akatora menduru nhatu dzegoridhe mu100 meters, 200 meters pamwe ne 4x100 meters. Aya ave maOlympics matatu akateverana, Bolt achitora menduru nhatu pamakundano ega ega. Asi mutwini wekuAmerica Michael Phelps akapinda munhorondo semutambi akatora menduru dzakawandisa mumakwikwi emaOlympics. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuratidzira kwaitwa muHarare nhasi. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai nhamba dzenyu paWhatsApp, nhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Paita kurwisana muHarare pakati pemapurisa nevechidiki vebato reMDCT vanga vachiratidzira. Gurukota rinoona nezvekudzivirirwa kwemukati menyika rinoramba kuti mapurisa ari kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muAmerica choita mbiri yekurima. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro semazuva ose. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndekusiyai mina Mavelas Muhlanganya uye.
you, Jonga Kanze Miri. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 24th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Here are our top stories this evening. Police arrest 60 MDCT protesters in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
It's time for Mugabe and his regime to stand aside. We can't trust them with our future. At 92, he's no longer old, but ancient.
Police are deployed in Mashingo town 2 days before a planned nationwide demonstration against lack of electoral reforms.
As residents of Mashingo, we are not safe in this situation because we can see heavily armed police trying to victimize peaceful people.
And all is set for the ZAPU Congress with party leader Dumiso Dabengwa facing a new challenger.
We are happy that finally we are holding our Congress beginning tomorrow. We have had challenges. Even now, we haven't got everything we need for Congress, but we are at a stage where we can hold a successful Congress.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Zimbabwean police today clashed with former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's main opposition movement for Democratic Change Party supporters who were protesting against police brutality. About 60 people were arrested in the public protest. Reporter Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Business came to a standstill in Harare today following a protest against alleged police brutality that was organized by the youth wing of the MDCT. The youths, who marched from their party's Harvest House headquarters, clashed with police near Parliament, resulting in the protesters throwing stones and other missiles at the police, who retaliated by firing tear gas and used water cannons and gunshots to disperse them. The protesters intended to submit a petition to Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo, but failed to do so as a result of the clashes. Chairperson of the MDCT's Youth Assembly, Hepimo Chidziva, who addressed the protesters before taking to the streets, said time has now come to face President Robert Mugabe's administration head-on for allegedly failing to run Zimbabwe.
We are here to save our Zimbabwe. We as MDCT youth today bring in an action plan for liberating our motherland from the jaws of the tyrant, from a government that sees fit to purchase luxurious ministerial cars for over $40 million, spending money on travel and subsistence from Mugabe and his henchmen, endless and nonsensical trips around the globe when hospitals have no drugs, just to attend a dance festival in India or collect a grandson in Singapore. Our wallets are robbed. We cannot stand and watch this tomfoolery. History must judge us harshly. Posterity will be cruel to us if we fail to act.
The Youth Wing's General Secretary, Love Mochinoputa, also complained that Mr. Mugabe had failed to provide the 2.2 million jobs that he promised before his re-election in 2013. Chidziva warned the police against using maximum force on protesters, saying their duty was to protect citizens.
It's time for Mugabe and his regime to stand aside. We can't trust them with our future. At 92, he's no longer old, but ancient. And a man who is still sleeping at TV while standing cannot be fit to continue ruling over this once great nation. A man whose idea of growing the economy is printing money on bond paper cannot be trusted with our future.
Yes.
Clear issue, he must go.
Yes.
During the protest, a number of cars, including a police vehicle and another one belonging to the state broadcaster, Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, were set on fire. At the same time, Choppies supermarket owned by Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko was looted. Police spokesperson Cherith Charamba told Studio 7 by phone that more than 60 people were arrested in connection with the protest. At the time of going on air, there were some running battles between police and some of the protesters, while military police had been deployed in the streets of Harare. An army helicopter was also seen flying around the central business district. Today's protest came at a time when opposition parties have announced that they will stage more peaceful marches in Harare on Friday to demand key electoral reforms ahead of the 2018 elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo told Studio 7 that police are not brutalizing protesters. In a similar development, anti-riot police have been deployed in Mashingo Town in anticipation of a public demonstration to be staged by opposition parties on Friday demanding widespread electoral reforms ahead of the 2018 general elections. Our reporter Gandri Maramba has more details.
Local residents expressed dismay over the deployment of the police, saying President Robert Mugabe's government is attempting to silence dissenting voices. One of the angry residents, Paul Rimai of Mcheka high-density suburb, said the deployment of the police even in the high-density suburbs is designed to intimidate people intending to join the protest called by the National Electoral Reform Agenda or ONERA.
As residents of Mashingo, we are not safe in this situation because we can see heavily armed police trying to victimize peaceful people. In a democratic country like Zimbabwe or in a free town like Mashingo, this is not good, this is bad. We condemn violence as the youth of Mashingo. We are not happy about this situation.
Another resident, Samson Gumbo, said the situation is tense but calm in the town. Mashingo Human Rights Trust coordinator Masimba Gonese also condemned the deployment of the police in the central business district and residential areas.
This is a very clear case of paranoia on the part of the government, for they feel that the planned demonstration by the political parties under NERA could spill to the smaller towns. But this is an unbridled intimidation by the state. We have moved around, we're talking to residents, and they feel they are not very free moving around because they don't know what may befall them. As this is, like I said before, a very clear case of paranoia on the part of the government.
Police refused to discuss the deployment of its members in Mashingo Town. 13 opposition parties under the banner of NERA are demanding electoral reforms ahead of the 2018 general elections. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Gandri Maramba.
At the same time, some Zimbabwean church organizations say they finally decided to add their voices to the problems affecting Zimbabwe by marching in Harare on Thursday to protest against social and economic problems currently facing the country. The march is organized by Zimbabwe Divine Destiny Church, while organizations such as Prayer Network of Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, and Christian Voices will be expected to join the protest. Zimbabwe Divine Destiny Church leader Bishop Anselmo Magaya says they want to press the government to admit that it has failed and to allow for a national dialogue. Bishop Magaya says they also have plans to petition Parliament to call for a motion to impeach President Robert Mugabe. He tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they have informed the police about the intended march and will go ahead as planned, despite the fact that the police has not yet responded to their request to stage it.
Zimbabwe Divine Destiny, in collaboration with other Christian-based organizations, have resolved on the basis of their prophetic mandates from the Word of God to actually demonstrate, to express the mind of God with regards to what is happening in this nation. You know very well that we only have what we call the vestiges of an economy. We no longer have an economy to talk about. and people's social and economic rights have been seriously and painfully violated. And not only that, but President Mugabe's government has continued with impunity to curtail people's freedoms. And as the prophetic voice, the voice of conscience to the nation, we are saying no to that. And so tomorrow, we are actually getting into the streets to express solidarity with the suffering people of Zimbabwe.
Have you already sought clearance from the police?
When it comes to church-based organizations, it's very clear that we are actually not under restriction to do anything. So we will proceed demonstrating as planned. But what we've done is we've just advised the police that in terms of Constitution Section number 59, we are advising you that we will be asserting our constitutional rights to demonstrate in solidarity with the suffering masses.
We also understand that there are plans to petition Parliament to impeach President Mugabe. May you explain?
Yes, but also it is important to note that constitutionally, the Parliament is the legal body that can actually impeach the president. So we are within the law.
That was Zimbabwe Divine Destiny founder Bishop Anselmo Magaya in Harare speaking with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. For analysis, Studio 7 reached independent political commentator Mlamuli Nkomo.
It goes in hand with the mood in the country. Various sectors of society are agitated. They are very angry at the state of the affairs, that is political police brutality, economic meltdown, and general poverty. So what we are seeing is a trend that has been developing in recent months, and that is set to continue in the near future, whereby people are taking action. They are rising. They are going to the street to protest against the status quo.
Church leaders are also set to demonstrate tomorrow, while opposition political parties are also scheduled to march on Friday. Given today's events, how do you see these pending marches panning out?
I'm aware that some of these events might be seeking police clearance. Maybe they have not been yet. We might see the courts intervening, maybe granting them the right to march. But what we can say, what I observe is that it's clear that the government wants to instill fear among the citizens. They are using the police like they did today to instill that fear. So what we might see is that some people might be discouraged in participating because of the violence that they've seen. But I don't think that this thing that has been set in motion, this wave of protest, is going to tie down.
That was independent political commentator Mlamuli Nkomo speaking with Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo from Johannesburg in South Africa.
We have an important programming change announcement. Effective Monday, August 29th, 2016, Studio 7 will stop its English program. However, English news on Zimbabwe will continue to be broadcast on VOA's English to Africa programs, Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday, and Nightline Africa, Saturday and Sunday. Studio 7 will continue programming in English on Live Talk, which has been expanded to one full hour. You will also be able to get Zimbabwe news on our website and Facebook. We will continue broadcasting in Shona and Ndebele, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday, where we have expanded Shona and Ndebele programs to 30 minutes. For broadcast times and frequencies, please visit our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. That's www.voazimbabwe.com.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Coming up in the Diaspora Forum this evening, we're featuring a woman living in the United States taking care of Zimbabwe's huge appetite for traditional foods. But first, a look at regional and international news. A strong earthquake shook central Italy just after 3 a.m.
today, causing extensive damage to three cities near the epicenter and killing at least 73 people, including children, according to unofficial numbers given by Italian media. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says military operation launched Wednesday in northern Syria targeted Islamic State fighters and Syrian Kurds in an effort to put an end to terror threats at the border town. At least 100,000 Roma Mozambicans are paying the price for the nation's stalled peace talks after armed opposition fighters allegedly attacked and looted at least two health facilities in the past month, depriving patients of basic medical care and supplies. And South Sudan opposition leader Riek Machar is in Khartoum for medical treatment, a Sudanese minister said Tuesday. Information Minister Ahmed Bahil told state media Machar was brought to Sudan in serious condition. ZAPU says all is set for the party's delayed elective congress, which kicks off in Bulawayo tomorrow amid reports that party president Dumiso Dabengwa will be challenged for the post by current secretary general and academic Ralph Muguni, based in Britain. Reporter Taurai Shava brings us more.
The congress is the second elective assembly since ZAPU's revival in 2008. The first elective congress was held in 2010, and the second one was supposed to have been held last year, but was deferred due to financial constraints. ZAPU's Southern Region spokesperson, Ipitule Maposa, told Studio 7 that everything is in place ahead of the congress, which starts tomorrow and ends on Friday.
We were supposed to hold this congress the last August, but due to financial challenges that we faced as a party raising the requisite funds to hold the congress, our National Executive Council requested the National People's Council to postpone this congress by at least a year so that we could have enough time to prepare for the congress. And now we are happy that finally we are holding our congress beginning tomorrow. We have had challenges. Even now, we haven't got everything we need for congress, but we are at a stage where we can hold a successful congress.
Although he noted that there has not been official communication yet, Maposa acknowledged reports that Muguni is interested in the post of party president.
We haven't had official confirmation, but the lobbying that is happening points that we are going to have a challenge to all the posts. We're also going to have a challenge to the president. We have seen some confirmations from other members as to the availability of Dr. Ralph Muguni, our current Secretary General. He could challenge the president, although he hasn't officially announced his challenge.
Maposa said since the Congress is elective, all positions are up for grabs. Sources say current alternate Secretary General Strike Mkandla and United Kingdom spokesperson Tulani Ngala are also interested in the top post. South African-based businessman Tobilizwe Joly is said to be setting his eyes on the post of Vice President, previously held by Emilia Mkaratirwa, who resigned earlier this year. Maposa said, unlike other parties, ZAPU will not simultaneously hold elections for the women and youth wings during the impending Congress. Deputy Director Butler Tambo of the Center for Public Engagement, speaking as an independent analyst, said with other opposition parties in the country talking about the importance of coalition, he expects the new ZAPU leadership to be given the mandate to explore the possibility of such an alliance. Dabengwa has led ZAPU since breaking ranks with ZANU-PF in 2008, claiming that members of the party are being marginalized by President Robert Mugabe's government. But some ZAPU members are still in ZANU-PF. Between 3,000 and 5,000 delegates are expected at the ZAPU Congress. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
A Zimbabwean woman based in Maryland in the United States, Tanya Spandla, is taking care of Zimbabwe's huge appetite for traditional foods. Spandla says she got her green fingers from her parents, who imparted her the passion to grow vegetables. She has now used that passion to venture into a lucrative business.
Spandler says she is now catering for Zimbabweans and other Africans who enjoy organic vegetables from home like mubora or pumpkin leaves and others. Mrs. Spandler says although she has a full-time job, growing vegetables is what she loves doing during her free time.
I decided to take up farming, or you might call it farm-to-table gardening, whereby I'm interested in growing vegetables. My focus is mainly on vegetables that I know appeal to Zimbabweans or any other people in diaspora, especially from Africa. So I started off doing community gardening here in Germantown in 2010, and the interest grew as I continued with my community gardening in Germantown. And I founded a program within the county that I live in, which is Montgomery County, where they try and link landowners with people who are interested in farming. So I was able to get connected with a landowner whereby I rent 2 acres. That's where I'm currently growing pumpkin leaves, corn, nyeve, as well as other type of vegetables. And I'm seeing the interest or the feedback coming back from Zimbabweans mostly that I sell my products to.
What actually prompted you personally to take up, a business in growing vegetables that you know would be targeted to Africans and especially Zimbabweans in the diaspora?
It was, I guess, an opportunity that was just lying there for me to be able to do that, because you see Asians, they have their own grocery stores in the area, and most African stores that I've seen around, usually they don't carry many variety of vegetables that we enjoy back home. So I saw that as an opportunity for me, with my interest in gardening, to focus mainly on that. And being in the capital city here in the metropolitan area, where there's every nationality from every part of the world, I saw that as an opportunity as well to be able to cater for customers or people in diaspora who would not normally get fresh pumpkin leaves or nyeve from anywhere in the store.
And from what you grow, especially for the Zimbabweans, which vegetable would you say has been your best seller to date?
I would say the pumpkin leaves, they have been the best seller. And the irony of it is that not many people here in the United States know that you can consume pumpkin leaves. So that has been the main best seller. And I'm also getting people from other African countries like Mozambique, Zambia, other Western African countries. They're also interested in it because I guess they eat the pumpkin leaves from their countries of origin.
And how do you market your vegetables?
Currently, it's by word of mouth, although I intend to use the social media in the near future. But for right now, it's just mainly word of mouth that I market the product.
And then talking about the actual growing seasons here in the United States, we are nearing now the winter. How often do you grow your vegetables?
Right now, I'm going to be focusing on other type of vegetables that are conducive to the weather, to the fall weather that we're coming into. For example, the green turnip, or we call tsunga in Zimbabwe, spinach would also be thriving around this time of the year, as well as kovo or English red. These are the type of vegetables that can thrive in this type of season that we are approaching. So I try and adjust to the season that's current and just take it from there.
And for those who might want to actually buy some of your vegetables, where can they find you? How do they reach you?
I'm in the process of currently setting up a website, but it's not ready yet. So the only means for right now is via my email that they can find me. The email is T as in Tom, S as in Sam, 208745@gmail.com. T-S-208-745@gmail.com.
That was Tanya Spandler, a Zimbabwean living in Maryland here in the United States.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chione Sojani, and I am your host for Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today, joining me in the studio is Muzare Betty Makoni, founder of Girl Child Network, and we'll be discussing the issue of rape and preventative measures that can be used for girls in the church and how churches can implement safety measures to prevent future implications. Hello, Muzare Betty.
Hello, Chiwaniso. It's my pleasure to talk to you today.
I'm so happy that you could be with us. Can you share with us preventative measures that girls can use to prevent being violated?
First of all, I want you to understand what rape means. Rape means forced sexual intercourse on a woman. Even your closest boyfriend can rape you as long as you are not ready for the act of it and somebody forces it on you. It's not negotiable. But one preventative measure, I'm very skeptical about these churches, because in them we know rapists are harbored, all types of beliefs about the woman, about the girl being a sex object. So I would actually say to young girls, you should actually know that your faith has nothing to do with the man who's leading the church. The faith that comes to you is a separate issue to your own spiritual development. So choose the churches wisely. Choose churches where there are safety measures, because churches these days are talking a lot about violence against women, and those churches are churches to protect you, to protect your integrity.
What safety measures and protective measures that can be instilled in such environments?
Don't you ever visit any male's house, especially alone, even with a group of friends, because they may take you and also assist the prophet to rape you whilst he's praying for you. It has actually happened here in the United Kingdom and in Scotland, in Zimbabwean communities. And avoid situations where you are told that you have got certain diseases in your private part. Definitely, it starts with also the coercive language, the language used in preaching. There are times when these pastors preach in such a way that they are threatening. They are also causing anxiety. So they start with your psychology to push you in a corner, so that by the day he takes you into a private room, you cannot challenge it at all.
Thank you very much, Muzare Betty Makoni, for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
And that was Muzare Betty Makoni, and I am Chione Sojani on Time to Engage.
And in sports news, Zimbabwe's Warriors go into camp Sunday in preparation for their final fixture of the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers to be held on September 4th against Guinea in that country.
We are aware that our Warriors qualified for 2017 total Africa Cup of Nations that are going to be hosted by Gabon. Our Warriors are coming into camp on the 28th of August. 2016. They're going to assemble in Harare, and they're expected to fly out to Guinea on the 31st of August 2016, where they're going to face Guinea on the 4th of September at the 28th September Stadium in Guinea. That's where the owners have already qualified, but it is part of the rules and regulations of CAF that they have to fulfill this fixture. We wish them the best, and they are very optimistic that they're going to defeat Guinea, and the focus will shift to their preparations for the Gabon final in January next year.
So are you going to be calling in any foreign-based players, since you're saying that they've already bagged a place at the Africa Cup but are just fulfilling a fixture?
Yes, I can confirm. Coach Calisto Pasua has called foreign-based players, and a statement will be issued tomorrow on the names of these particular players that have been called by Coach Pasua, including other logistical issues relating to their traveling to Guinea.
And what is the situation regarding their upkeep while they are in camp? Does ZIFA have the funding? Because we've seen a lot of stories coming out about efforts to get more funding for ZIFA. What's the situation right now?
I would like to categorically state that it is the responsibility of ZIFA to ensure that the Warriors fulfill all their fixtures, and the ZIFA will never abdicate from this responsibility. Having said so, it is also imperative to state that the funding of this national team is not the responsibility of Zifa alone. It is everyone's collective responsibility, including yourself. Yes, our appeal to more corporate partners, to more individuals, to the government, to partner this beautiful team of the area.
That was Zifa spokesperson Kolisani Gwesela. This is Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye wishing you a very good night, and I leave you in the safe hands of Ntungamili Nkomo with the Ndebele broadcast.
Siyabonga Mavela silichana njani mthwakazi omuhle siyalamukela ku studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 24 ngoNcwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Laba bahlezi emahofisini babebuya kumphakathi babatshela ukuthi leli lizwe likhululekileyo, umuntu wonke ulelungelo lokwenza lokutsho lokho akufunayo. Ma abantu bekhetha ukuthi benze lokho abakufunayo, amapholisa abe sebavimba. Angisazi ukuthi anamazwi abawatshilwe ekuqaleni atshone njalo amelane.
Kuqhamuka udlakela ekulwisaneni okube khona phakathi kwamapholisa labasakhulayo be-MDCT ekade betshengisela eHarare.
Into esegcikeni ukuthi amapholisa azenza konke okusemandleni ukuthi ayethusele laba abatshengiselayo.
Abokholo lwesiKristu labo bazatshengisela kusasa kuthi abamabandla aphikisayo batshengisele ngolwesihlanu. Olwela amalungelo oluntu unkosazana Justina Mukoko uthi uhulumende kumele alalele izikhalazo zikaZulu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuqhamuke udlakela olubi namuhla ekulwisaneni okube khona eHarare phakathi kwamapholisa labasakhulayo bebandla le-MDCT ekade betshengisela phezu kombuso we-ZANU-PF kanye locuku lwamapholisa. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Bebehlabela ingoma ezehlukeneyo ontanga bebandla le-MDCT befola belubhekise emahofisini kamphathi ntambo wendaba zasekhaya uDr. Ignatius Jombo ukuya kwethula incwadi yezikhalazo phezu kocuku lwamapholisa. Lanxa bekhona abalimeleyo, isikhulumeli samapholisa uSenior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba uthi ubengakatholiswa inani labo, kodwa kubikwa kubotshwe abantu abangaba ngamajumi ayisithupha. Amapholisa avuke ubhova echaya wonke umuntu kundawana zonke zedolobho eHarare, ikakhulu kumgwaqo First Street. Abasakhulayo bejikijela matshe amapholisa lawo ngakwelinye icele phosa amathiyegasi, okuyinto esolwe kakhulu nguZulu okwenzakale eHarare, okubalisa umnumzana Sambulelwe Chabangu.
Uyazi, kuyinto engimangalisa kakhulu ngoba ngiyakhumbula laba bahlezi emahofisini babebuya kumphakathi babatshela ukuthi leli lizwe likhululekileyo, umuntu wonke ulelungelo lokwenza lokutsho lokho akufunayo. Ma abantu bekhetha ukuthi benze lokho abakufunayo, amapholisa abe sebavimba. Angisazi ukuthi anamazwi abawatshilwe ekuqaleni atshone njalo amelane.
UChabangu wethi osekusenziwa ngamapholisa yisibonelo sokuba ilungelo loluntu elihlala likhulunywa ngalo lingasananzwa ngitsho langancane.
Ku-obala ukuthi kalikho, i-government ekhona iyabandezela abantu ngendlela engakaze ngiyibona. Angazi ngingayichaza kanjani lento, ngoba kubuhlungu ukuthi nxa umuntu ezakuma emphakathini athi eZimbabwe kulelungelo lalokho, kulelungelo lalokho, kodwa kusasa mayela ngaliphuma uthole sokutshintshile. Angikwazi ukuthi ibuqili obunjani, kumbe singathi umuntu kwesinye isikhathi akazi into ayitshoyo, kumbe udlala ngengqondo zabantu. Kuyinto embi lokho.
Baze ngobuningi abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kulokhu kufola okwandulelwe yikuphawulwa okusemthethweni komkhankaso we hashtag MyZimbabwe campaign ukuzasekela ontanga be-MDCT laba. Omunye wabo ngunkosikazi Sibonile Dlomo oweZimbabwe People First.
Asifuni ukuthi umuntu oyi-1 abuse yedwa abanye balambe la. Sifuna ukusutha sonke vele.
Unkosikazi Nokuthula Dlamini owe-MDCT ubekhona ukuzasekela ontanga laba ethi ngoba abesifazane njengaye beyibo ababhekane lenkinga ukwedlula abanye bonke.
Khathesi abantu kabala ama-salaries emabhenki kula mali. So ukuthi sikhanye sitshelwa ngokwama-bond notes khathesi sibone ukuthi sesibuyiselwa futhi emuva.
Kumele kubekwe inkokheli ezokhethwa nguZulu. Unkosikazi Dlamini ethi ngoba umbuso kamongameli Mugabe sowehlulekile.
Thina sifisela ukuthi khona kube le-free and fair election. Kungene layo omunye umuntu okhethwe ngabantu.
Udlakela olubangelwe ngamapholisa luvuse ulaka lwabontanga laba abacine sebesiyagqekeza esitolo somsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko eseChoppies esikumgwaqo uRizende Street. Imigwaqo eminengi ibivinjiwe ontanga bejikijela amapholisa ngamatshe kule mota ebilomfanekiso kamongameli Mugabe ehlaselwe ngontanga laba kwachiswa le mota yeZBC kumgwaqo uJulius Nyerere. Amapholisa ohlangothi lweRiot athele uZulu ngentuthu ehitshayo yetiye gas kanye lamanzi ababayo axotshanisana lomuntu wonke obebonakala esedolobheni ngaleso sikhathi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Kunjalo nje amabandla okholo lesiKristu achiyeneyo bathi labo bazatshengisela eHarare kusasa besola umbuso weZANU-PF. Ngolwesihlanu khona amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo aphansi komanyano weNERA lawo azatshengisela ngezizathu ezifanayo. Ukuhlaziya izehlakalo zanamhla lokutshengisela okuqoqiweyo lokho sixhume incwadi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo.
Okwenzakale namhlanje ngathi sokuyinto esingathi siyejwayelekile nje kuzinyanga lezi ezidlulileyo. Abantu beZimbabwe sebediniwe, sebekhathele ngomumo omubi wezomnotho. Bakhathele futhi lokhu ukuhlukunyezwa ngamaphoyisa, bakhathele futhi indlala. Ngathi le nto esikhona sokulomoya ukuthi abantu basukume bazenyule kulolu hlupho abalubonayo.
Kusasa kulokutshengisela kwabezinkonzo kuthi ngolwesihlanu abamabandla aphikisayo achiyeneyo labo bathi bazatshengisela ezitaladeni eHarare njalo. Ngodlakela olube khona lamhlanje ubona inhlelo zokutshengisela lezi zihamba njani?
Into esegcikeni ukuthi amapholisa azenza konke okusemandleni ukuthi ayethusele laba abatshengiselayo. Ungawo ukuthi singabona abanye abantu besiba lobugwala kubenza ukuthi bengathakazeleli ukuthi bangene batshengisele njengesifiso sakungenxa yokusaka kwamapholisa. Kodwa bakhona abazaqhubeka bebe lezibindi, baqhubekele phambili batshengisele. Ungawo ukuthi into esiqalisile kungathi ayifaneki, sokungathi kusiya phambili ngento yokutshengisela seyizaba khona, izaba yinsakavukele.
Bathi sikhala kakhulu ngesiza dabuka. Yebo, sidabuka yini lapha nko?
Kunzima odingathi sidabuka, kodwa kuyatshengisela ukuthi umbuso weZANU-PF usengozini. Ezinye impawu zalokhu ukuthi ngaphakathi kwayo iZANU-PF ama-factions nawo ayalwa. Laba kade besekele isisekelo sombuso weZANU-PF ama-veterans abonakala nawo esekulunye uhlangothi. Ungangokuthi impawu ziyakubonisa ukuthi umbuso weZANU-PF ume manzonzo.
UMnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo ucubungula ezombusazwe. Sixoxela eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Yes, Isaziso eziqhakathekileyo senguquko enhlelweni ze-Studio 7 kusukisela ngomvulo mhlaka 29 Ncwabakazi 2016, umsakazo wakho we-Studio 7 uza kuma ukusakaza ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Loba kunjalo, indaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe ngalolu limi zizaqhubeka ziphuma kunhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa ezithi Africa News Tonight ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu, kuthi ke le Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto. I-Studio 7 izaqhubeka isakaza ngesiNgisi kuhlelo Live Talk, lona osoluqheliswa emsakazweni weradio ukuze lube lihola elilodwa, hatshi ingxenye yehola obekuyikho khona kathesi. Lizaba lakho ukuqhubeka lithola indaba zesiNgisi ebulenjini beweb. Sizaqhubeka sisakaza ngesishona langesiNdebele ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu okwengxenye yehola ngalimi lunye, kuthi ngomgqibelo langesonto lalo luqheliswe lusiya njalo kungxenye yehola ngalunye. Ukuze lithole amagagasi esisakaza kiwo, yanini kuwebhusayithi yethu ethi www.voashona.com loba ku www.voaindebele.com. Uhlelo lwesishona lo lwesiNdebele lusakazwa nsuku zonke kusukela ngo-7 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 p.m. kumagagasi athi 15460 6065 4930 shortwave, laku 909 medium wave. Uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lusakazwa kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama kumagagasi awe 6065 15460 shortwave, laku 909 medium wave. Inhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa olwe-Africa News Tonight ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 kumagagasi athi 6080 155080 laku 17530 shortwave. Uhlelo lwe-Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 kumagagasi athi 909 le 4930 medium wave.
Abalimi besifazana eLoa Kweru bathi ukulima ngendlela yokuhlanganisa izilimo ikakhulu bezidibanisa lezithelo kungaphathisa ukuthuthukisa isivuno. Lokho kuphume emhlanganweni wokufundisa abalimi ngendlela zokuthuthukisa umsebenzi wabo oqhutshelwe embukisweni weHarare Agricultural Show lamhlanje. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Unkosikazi Olista Simango olima ekusogwala eDufuya uthi noma beke baphazamiswa yikunganika kuhle kwezulu nyakenye uzinikele ukuphumelela. Nanku eselima izilimo ezinjengamabele ezingadingi izulu elinengi.
Ngile tshete mhlophe, ngile tshete bomvu, ngile nyawuthende leyanelobuyo oyibona laphana. Ngizokuba lezilimo zengadini. Itshethi yang yayikhuthaza sibili ngoba ubuningi bayo vele inyoni kaziyithandi njengale bomvu le. Inyoni kaziyithandi kangako layona le mhlophe le iqatha le uyibona lapha embuye layo. Inyoni aziyithandi nyabona ukuthi ingani iqatha. Kutsho ukuthi nxa ziginya ingani yazihlupha. Sivuno sakhona futhi sikhulu ngoba even lesishwala sayo siyabukeka.
Kuthaza abalimi ikakhulu abangomama ukuba bekhangele ukulima njengomsebenzi omele uqakathekiswe ngoba ulakho ukuphathisa ukuthuthukisa umuntu lemuli yakhe.
Ukulima ke kuyaphilisa. Ukulima kuyaphilisa sibili. Imumo nxa uhambe kuhle sibili. Hawu ukulima mina nguthembile ngoba yilikhiwe elingcono lezinsuku. Nxa ulimile sibili uphumule nambe engcono ngoba abantu abakho abalambi konke kuyabe kutholakala.
Unkosikazi Chipo Murashiki olima eseLoa Kweru uthi sebephumele lecebo lokuhlanganisa izilimo lezithelo bamangala kakhulu ukubona inzizo abayitholayo kuzithelo osokuphathisa abalimi ikakhulu abesifazane.
NgaLoa Kweru abantu bayaphila ngezithelo. Isikhathi semengo bathwala imengo zabo bayathengisa eGweru.
Inzuzo etholakala ekuhlanganiseni izilimo lezithelo ibikwa isedlula etholakala ekulimeni amathani womumbu. Ngakho ke uMurashiki ukhuthaza abantu bekuzame ukuhlanganisa izilimo.
Divanisa umumbu amazambani konke ulime kuhlangana. Ungasele amafutha ungayidwa abasa manufacture amafutha uyazenzela amafutha ekhaya.
Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave laku short wave 4930 6065 laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu, unkosazana Justina Mukoko sekhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi alalele isikhalazo zikaZulu njalo ahloniphe amalungelo oluntu. Umkoko wethu le amazwi la eseJohannesburg lamhlanje lapho angena khona umhlangano wezamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele oqhutshwa inhlanganiso ye-International Federation for Human Rights. Kubika uBenedictine Hlapho.
Nkosazana Mkoko utshele Studio 7 ukuthi okwenzakala eZimbabwe khathesi akudingi ukuthi uhulumende avuke ngolaka kumbe asebenzise ucuku ngoba lokhu akusoke kumsize ngalutho.
Uhulumende kufanele khathesi alalele izizalwane zakhe ukuthi zithini, ezwe ukuthi angalungisisa njani. Njalo ngumsebenzi kahulumende ukuthi abone ukuthi lapho kuyabe kungalandelwa ukuthi amalungelo oluntu ahlonitshwe, kufanele athathe amanyathela enze ukuthi ilungelo oluntu lihlonitshwe.
Umkhoko uthi ungabona omama sebengena emgwaqweni besiyatshengisela labantwana labo belandele emuva besithi sokwanele, kujengisa ukuthi izinto asamanga kahle. Uthi ke uhulumende uyabe uyaphosisa nxa icabanga ukuthi izikhalazo zikaZulu wonke weZimbabwe zizaqedwa ukuthumela amapholisa ukuthi ayibhaxabule abantu abaveza lokhu abangathokozi ngakho.
Siyakhathazeka kakhulu ngokhuba wamapholisa wokwalisa abantu ukuthi batshengisele. Kulilungelo abaliphiwayo yisekelo sombuso. Abantu bachaywa bacine besiya ezibhedlela. Okukhona ukuthi uhulumende abekwazi ukuthi kulokuhlupheka okumangalisayo empilweni zabantu.
Udaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo abatshengiselayo eZimbabwe bechaywa ngesihluku ngamapholisa selucunule abaningi. Bakhona ke asebexwayise wona amapholisa ukuthi angavumi ukusetshenziswa amahlana ngoba funa kucine sekuyiwo asengozini. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Godfrey Phiri laye olwela amalungelo oluntu ekwele South Africa uthi ukunqotshwa kwabohulumende boncindezelo ababethumbe amazwe amaningi kuzokazi le-Afrika isifundo esikhombisa ukuthi akekho uhulumende ongehlula intando kaZulu.
Kulabo abamela amalungelo abantu sithi madoda, lingakhathali. Lani bantu baseZimbabwe, phakamani ngobuningi benu. Ilizwe ngelabantu, ayisiyo lama-politicians la amalutshwana abathi bona babekhona ku-liberation war. So phakamani bafowethu.
Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Human Rights Association umnumzana Okay Machisa uthi bathokoziswa ukuthi siyagcwaliseka isinto esithi ungezwa ingungu isikhala kakhulu isizadabuka.
One day the people will win. In 1980 people won.
Yini ilanga abantu bazanqoba.
Ngimele studio seven eJohannesburg le South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapho.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba locuku lwamapholisa oluqondiswe ikakhulu ebantwini abatshengiselayo. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Sipote ngomhlaba ngamafitshane sikhangele okwenzakalayo emazweni achiyeneyo. Siqale ngakwele Somalia. Iziphathamandla zakulelo lizwe zithi kufe abantu abalitshumi lanhlanu ekulwisaneni okuthethe insuku ezimbili phakathi kwamasotsha karhulumente labalwa becatsha besimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo abe-Al-Shabaab. Siziphethe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngakhonapha eMelika. Umongameli Barack Obama wethekelela isigaba seLouisiana esehlelwe yingozi yezulu lesikhukhula elibangele umonakalo omkhulu. Ngokwakuqala ukuthi Obama ethekelele lindawo ngemva kwezulu elana mhlaka 8 laze laphela mhlaka 14 kulinyanga, kwafa abantu abalithiyomi lantathu njalo ladiliza izindlu ezingaba zinkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisithupha. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu zasala zingela mizi lezindlu zokuhlala.
Elingali tjona njani izilukandaba mthwakazi omuhle. Olamukela emoyini ngenjabulo enkulu, igama lami nguChris Gande. Sidibana kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba. Lamhlanje sixoxa lo nkosikazi Queen Maligwa, owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuvuyo lezibra wasesiba ngukapteni kuZimbabwe National Army ngemva kokuthola uzibuse. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Umbuzo wami wokuqala, ungasitshela ukuthi laliphila njani egangeni? Siyazi ukuthi hayi impilo yayinganhle, kodwa ungasitshela nje ngamafithane ukuthi kwakunjani?
Ya, egangeni sasilenkamba thina obafazi, sasilenkamba ezimbili. Kwakule VC, iVictory Camp, yayi-refugee camp okwakufikela abantu bonke abafika bevele ekhaya bengakaqalisa i-training befikela khona. Kuhlala nabantwana kulezi kolo kuyona leyo ndawo kufundwa. Kodwa kwakuyinto indawo yabantu abangabafazi nabantwana. Then abatrenayo sasisemkushi, i-training camp yemkushi. Kwakuthena singabafazi sodwa, sasingahlali labo baba thina. Kwakuthena abafazi bebodwa beqedi training, kwaba le mina ngangi ku first group yemkushi. After training saba le nkamba yethu enye eyayithiwa yinye umkushi eyayihlala ama-trained personnel. Then abatrenayo bese old mkushi.
Njengoba usitsho wena ukuthi lalilodwa abesifazane, kwakungenzakala yini ukuthi babe khona abanye obaba babefohla kona?
It's rare sasisiba lama security, but kwaku strict, kwaku sasihlala silindile. Siyakwazi ukuthi kungayenzakala ezinye izinto, but thina hayi sasingaziboni ngoba sasingabantwana ababelindiwa amankazana. Laye lo baba wayengafohla, wayengathwala nzima ngoba kwakuvele kungavunyelwa kulokuthi aziyele ebantwini abadala emazambiyeni ngale lapha ngathola khona okungaba reliever. Thina sasivele sihlezi silindile.
Manje lapho seliqedile i-training, lalingena yini egangeni?
Thina asizange singene egangeni, sasi-protected species, sasihlezi sisendaweni ezi-protected. Sisiya ezikolo overseas, sasihamba mina njengami ngahamba ngayefunda e-Yugoslavia.
Manje pho lokhu esikuzwayo okuthiwa kwenzakala, ikakhulu okwehlela omama ababengabezandla, liyalikuzwe yini njalo lithini lina ngakhona?
Sikuba lelathi kumaphephandaba simanyile ngoba thina kithi kwakungayenzakali. Okungabe kube kuyibuchapha obukhulu nxa kukuthi bekule mpilo enjalo, thina sizange sihlangane lakho. Njalo khona siqala ukukuzwa kathesi. Okumangalisayo ukuthi isikhathi sonke nxa bebelezi giga bezingaka bezigcineleni.
Manje nxa likhangela lona lolu udaba osokuthiwa yikho kwakusenzakala egangeni, nxa lixoxisana labanye benu ayelali labo abezandla ikakhulu omama, bathini bona?
Bona bathi yisimiye campaign, bathi kungcolisana njengoba nje sekulezo kuphikisana ezombuso welizwe.
Kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho bona ngani yikuphi kungcolisana yini lokhu, kumbe kungakukhona sibili lapho kuthaya khona amanzi?
Hayi, mina mbona kungaba yikungcolisana ngoba indaba zakhona why singaphumanga ngesikhathi ifika lapha, zaphuma sazazi sonkeni, si-associate labo, sisebenze labo esibuthweni, saphila labo, awuzange kube nendaba ezinjalo. Ziphuma namhla after 36 years.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Ungavalelisa abalaleli.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu balaleli.
Hayi, lathi sibonge. Yebo.
Lo
ke balaleli bekungunkosikazi Queen Maligwa, owalwa impi yenkululeko, ebesixoxa layo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba.
Siyabonga jahalezansi ngokusethulela uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba okwamanje ke sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Ngomnyaka odluleyo ele-Argentina likhethe umongameli omusha uMauricio Macri othe ngokunqoba wahle wathatha amanyathelo okuguqula izinto eziningi emizameni yokuthuthukisa inotho yalelo lizwe. Amanyathelo la aguqela ukuguqula imithetho ephathelane lemali, ukukhipha imigoqo yongeneni kwempahla evela kwamanye amazwe, ukwehlisa imithelo empahleni ethengiswa kwamanye amazwe ikakhulu ezokulima, lokunye okuningi-ningi obekuphazamisa ukusungulwa kwamabhizimusi ngaba kwamanye amazwe kulelo lizwe kanye labalelo lizwe abazama ukuthengisa impahla yabo emikambo yamazwe womhlaba. Ele-Argentina selile nkonkeli emqotho eqhuba izifiso zikaZulu isikhanya inguquko esisiba khona kwezenotho lakwezinye izigaba zempilo okuza kwehlisa ubuyanga ebantwini baleli lizwe njalo benelise ukuthola amathuba okuncintisa emkambo yemazweni womhlaba. Kutsho unobhala obona ngezobudlelwane beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba umnumzana John Kerry ekhuluma emhlanganeni we-American Chamber of Commerce eseBuenos Aires. Kodwa loba kunjalo uthi umnotho kawukathuthuki ngesiqubu esikhangelelweyo usesemadolo nzima. Ngakho ke kudingeka ukuthi ele-Argentina liqakathekise izinto ezithile ekuthuthukiseni inyotho yayo. Okwakuqala kumele kuqakathekiswe imfundo, izikolo kumele zifundise ubungcitshi obudingakalayo emsebenzini wokuthuthukisa inotho. Ngakho ke isigaba sabamabhizimusi azimeleyo kumele laso siphathise kule imfundiso. Kungaleso sizathu eleMelika lisungule isikhwama se 100,000 strong in the Americas Innovation Fund. Lesi sikhwama siphathiswa njalo ngabamabhizimusi azimeleyo alelo lizwe ukuze kunike amathuba okufunda ubungcitshi emsebenzini etshiyeneyo phandle kwelizwe. Okwesibili kumele ele-Argentina liphume leziqondiso ezithuthukisa ezokuthengiselana lamazwe womhlaba. Kusetshenziswa indlela ezinjengesivumelwano sokuthengiselana ese-Trade and Investment Framework Agreement esilotshwe yiMelika le-Argentina ekuqaliseni kwalo nyaka. Okwesithathu, ukuthuthukiswa kwamabhizimusi amancane laphakathi laphakathi. Okwesine, kumele leli lizwe liqakathekise ukutholakala kwamandla kagetsi ahlanzekileyo. Umnumzana Kerry esithi ngilethemba lokuba ubudlelwane lobungane phakathi kwele-United States lele-Argentina lokusebenzelana kuzaqhubeka, buqine, bube lilifa kuzizalwane zamazwe omabili kwelakusasa.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje abadlali benguqu abakobulawayo abeleminyaka engaphansi kwamashumi amabili baphenduke lemendulo kumidlalo yabasakhulayo eZimbabwe National Youth Games eqhutshelwe eChinoyi kunsukwana ezisanda kwedlula. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu lamankazana leminyaka engaphansi kwamashumi amabili elimela idolobho lakobulawayo lithole imendulo yegolide ngemva kokunqoba kwalo kwimidlalo yehlobo lweround robin ebingenwe ngamaqembu ayisithupha njengoba ezinye izigaba zihluleke ukuletha amaqembu ukuthi azoncintisa. Lalo iqembu lakobulawayo likele kwangani alisoze liyephatheka kule midlalo okwenze lama ukuzilolonga okwamaviki ambalwa sekuzayiwa eChinoyi. Kodwa umqeqeshi walo uBoka Ndebele uthi indlela abalande ngayo le midlalo yiyenze umehluko phakathi kwabo lamanye amaqembu.
Indlela esalanda ngayo ama-games ethu yayiyehlukile. Saqalisa from the first game, sasithatha i-game ngokubuya kwayo singasayi i-pressure ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi kufunakalani ema-games.
Emdlalweni wabo wesihlanu njalo ngokugcina badibane leqembu leMashonaland Central lona ebelile miklomelo elingana leyabo. Badibane-ke leqembu leMashonaland Central umdlalo waphela kungela qembu elenelise ukulitshayela emambuleni kwasekutshaywa imbeko amankazana akobulawayo anqoba nge-4-3. Abadlali abathi uFidelity Mthombeni, uSithabile Dlodlo, uPrivilege Mopeti, uPismo Kennedy kanye loNothabo Nkabinde bakhethwe kuqembu elizamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kwimidlalo yabatsha ezaqhutshelwa kwele Angola ekupheleni komnyaka. Ngokucelela abafana iqembu lakobulawayo liqedele kwindawo yesithathu lathola imendulo yombala wethusi ngemva kokunqoba eleMidlands nge-2 kanyayo emdlalweni okudinga iqembu eliphutshe imidlalo likwindawo yesithathu. Lawa maqembu abeke adibana kwimidlalo yezibaya lapho atshane yaze abhekana kungela qembu elenelise ukulitshayela emambuleni. kweminye imidlalo yalo yezibaya iqembu lakobulawa libe ngujikilo bhanqa 0-0 leqembu lemanyikaland laselinqoba elemashonaland east nge 1 kanya ukuze lidlulele kusigaba sesemifinal. Kusemifinal iqembu lakobulawa linqotshwe nge 1 kanya liqembu lemaswingo lona elidliwe nge 2-1 ngelemashonaland west kufinal. Umqeqeshi weqembu lakobulawayo elabafana uMelusi Sibanda uthi akasoze yalinde umnyaka ozayo ukuze yaqale amalungiselelo okuyadlala kumidlalo yabasakhulayo, kodwa leli qembu uzaligcina lindawonye. Kuqembu labafana kukhethwe abadlali ababalisa ukapteni weqembu uShadrack Panashenyawa, uKutsayishe Dzingwe, uThabo Lunga kanye lo-Ishmael Munsaka ukuba ingxenye yeqembu lesizwe eliza kuyadlala kwele Angola. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Jahalezansi Mthwakazi, isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoyo, kodwa lingayikatshana ngilitshiya kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lilejaha elidala uChris Kande lojonga Kande Miri kwanelo kwalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo.